How grateful I am to each one of you who has tuned in to the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. And it continues to be my prayer that each one is listening with a view to eternity. For indeed, our Lord stated, the words I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day, according to John 12:48. Our study this morning is a continuation of the lessons presented the past two Saturdays on the general theme, the scheme of human redemption. 2 weeks ago, I spoke on the subject of saved by grace. Last week, our lesson was entitled Saved by Faith. So this morning, we shall continue to study on this vital subject, and the lesson is entitled Repentance. Next week, I'll look at what the Bible says about baptism. Your speaker is Robert Swain. Repentance of sin has in every age and dispensation been a condition of pardon or forgiveness. God has never saved a sinner without repentance, and he could not if he would. In the very nature of conversion, repentance is required, and no sinner can turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God without repenting. What is repentance? The word repentance means a change of mind. Repentance, therefore, means changing one's attitude towards sin. A sinner turns from sin because he has changed his mind about it. He once loved sin, now he hates it. He once delighted in sin, now he abhors it. He once found pleasure in sin, now he finds pain in it. He once believed that sin was good for him. Now he sees that sin degrades, demoralizes, and destroys. Instead of finding peace and joy in sin, he learns from bitter experience that sin brings shame and remorse, a defiled conscience, a polluted soul, and an impure heart. Instead of elevating him, sin degrades him. Instead of making him better, it makes him worse. Instead of satisfying him, sin leaves him completely unsatisfied and dissatisfied. He longs for something better. Therefore, he repents and turns completely away from sin. Repentance is then a sorrow for and abhorrence of sin that brings about such a change of mind that it leads the sinner to turn away from sin with all of his heart. Now, there are many examples in the Bible which illustrate the meaning of repentance. You remember in Matthew 12:41, Jesus said, the men of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. And if you'll turn back to Jonah, chapter 3:8-10, you'll find that the people of Nineveh turned from their sins and evil ways. Repentance, therefore, was a change of mind that led them to turn away from sin. In Matthew 21:28-29, Jesus gave the parable of the two sons. A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. This man repented because he changed his mind, and this led him to turn from his disobedient ways. The story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 is a good illustration of repentance. This young man left his father's house, departed into a far country, and there wasted his substance and riotous living. He lived in sin and became steeped in iniquity, but later he came to himself, confessed his sins, turned from his sins, and went back to his father, where he received mercy and pardon. Repentance has been preached to the world in every dispensation. In fact, this was the universal message of the Old Testament prophets. God raised these men up in times of great apostasy, and their chief work was in turning people away from their sin and into the righteousness of God, from Satan to God. A casual study of the prophets like Samuel, Elijah, Isaiah,